our firm kind of starts in this holistic approach and really lets it evolve over time as we work with private equity groups. So naturally, the first phase that we might engage in with somebody is really around a transaction, that they're interested in making a purchase, they want to kick the tires, they want to have a deeper understanding of the numbers, and so we'd involve our transaction advisory group specialists, that's where they spend all their time focusing, to really come in, and it's using people that have experience working on manufacturing companies with that specialization so that when we get inside, we can identify some of the issues, weaknesses, and or potential opportunities so that the private equity groups have a real deeper understanding of what they're looking at. We then can evolve from, if the transaction proceeds, depending on the size, sometimes they need help with integration. How do they bring together, whether they have to put in new systems? Sometimes that has happened, as we've seen from carve-out situations. We've also seen where they need some help just in transitioning to a better structure, different reporting, private equity groups, depending on the size. Larger deals might look to us for some of that integration assistance. And then ultimately we roll into what it looks like on the backside of auditing, tax returns, tax structuring, all those things that really have to take place. And those are just as critical as the upfront costs, because you got to make sure that it's properly structured and that the financial statements really can ultimately be audited and issued the right way. Through our international network, we have firms in over 100 countries around the world. And so as we look at opportunities, we will call on those local market experts, many of them who have done transaction advisory type work, to assist us with that project. So I've had clients where we would use the U.S. transaction advisory group to coordinate with our foreign friends. They would supervise the project. In some cases, we'll even fly down and participate with them, depending on the significance of the transaction, to ensure that we've got that level of communication, but also the level of knowledge, and work together as a one cohesive group in order to deliver a product that helps them determine whether it's the right deal or not. International activities creates an opportunity, especially for those targets where they may not have been operating on that platform, as we have seen from talking with companies and some of the surveys that we've done. Operating on an international basis creates more opportunities for the company. So seizing that, working along those lines really is a critical factor.